It's a Saturday morning in CCO land, time once again for a wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell this morning from France. Bonjour, Jack.
Bonjour, mon ami. Comment ça va?
Ah, c'est bon bien. I feel like I should talk like Charles Boyer or something.
Yes.
Well, no, welcome. Welcome. How are things in France?
It's just great. As a matter of fact, this has been a long, long time in coming. I haven't called you from here for years. I've been here for the last couple of years, but I haven't called for years. And I'm delighted to have called you from here for years. I've been here for the last couple of years, but I haven't called for years. And I'm delighted to report it is just as enchanting as it ever was, in spite of all the problems with the pandemic, et cetera. And the French are coping very well with that, much like the Italians did. When I was in Italy 3 or 4 weeks ago, everybody wears a mask, and they all carry, you have to carry really around your proof of vaccination, and you go in a restaurant, they take a picture of it, and they have to have that in case this health inspector comes in. He wants to see that everybody in the restaurant has been vaccinated. So if you don't get vaccinated, you don't eat out in France anyway. But anyhow, I'm not here for any of that sort of stuff. I'm here for the fabulous auction in Beaune. Beaune is a wonderful medieval city. It's on UNESCO places to protect the inside the walls of the old city of Beaune. You can't change a thing. You can do whatever you want on the inside of the houses, but the outsides have to look exactly the same as they did when it was declared a national monument, an international treasure by UNESCO. And it is. And this is the best time in the entire year to be here, because this is what they call the trois glories, the three glories. The first one is a black tie dinner tonight at Clos Vougeot, which is a Cistercian monastery about, 10 minutes, 15 minutes outside of the city of Beaune. And the monastery at Clos Vougeot was declared by no less than Napoleon Bonaparte a national monument and had to be saluted. And to this day, it's the only inanimate object that the French army salutes. When they go by Clos Vougeot, they dip the flags, etc. So it's really considered a French treasure. And what they do here every year is they have an auction. That's the second glorious Sunday. Tomorrow night, they will have an auction, late afternoon, early evening, of an auction, and it sets the prices for Burgundy. And those prices are pretty much set worldwide, however they set them at the auction. And then the third and last glory is a Poilly picnic, where everybody brings their own wine to share in Marceau on Monday for lunch. But the town itself of Beaune today, it's just marvelous. People go around there in medieval costumes. It's a little like the state fair. There's all kinds of wonderful foods here and things like that, street food, etc. That's fabulous. Of course, French seafood, street food. You can get escargot. You can get jambon persillade. You can get the most remarkable things here that we wouldn't even imagine getting at home. But Ouf's Marinette, which is a egg poached in red wine with a lardon, little slices of light bacon. It's absolutely delicious, but that's their street food type of stuff. And then there's bands and a contest, and there's a 10K, which people run in costume. It's just indescribable that how festive the little medieval village. And like I say, Beaune is really a wonderful place to get to, because it's absolutely kept its medieval feel to it. So you're walking around, you can imagine how you might have felt a couple hundred years ago. And the auction is for the benefit of the Hospice de Beaune, the hospital in Beaune, which was founded in the 14th century by a tax collector of the very wealthy Dukes of Burgundy. And they said the reason he set up the charity hospital is because he put so many people into abject poverty. And Who knows whether that's true or not, but that's the celebration this weekend. It sets the prices, and you buy these Burgundies. In my opinion, Burgundy is really the center, if you will, of wine in the world. I'm a big Burgundian fan. I think Pinot Noir is the most unusual grape type we have, and Chardonnay isn't far behind. And that's the two main grape types of all Burgundy. Any Burgundy you ever had, you generally have had, if it's white, it's Chardonnay, and if it's red, it's Pinot Noir. And it's the greatest expression of those two grapes are found right here. Of course, the Rennes-Moi, the best of all the best, is probably Romani Conti for Pinot Noir and Montrachet for Chardonnay. And the wines are terrific. And it's, like I said, it's a festive time to be here. You just can't help but enjoy yourself as you walk up and down the streets of this medieval village and you see all these wonderful things that are transpiring here in this town. They have cork pulling contests and then waiters jogging with a tray full of wine. Everything is basically wine oriented. So absolutely wonderfully interesting to be here at this particular time of year. It's just unique. And they do doff their hat to other areas. I noticed today walking around the village, I saw several Nouveau Beaujolais signs. As you know, Nouveau was released Thursday of this past week. And as a matter of fact, it isn't a bad wine to have with Thanksgiving dinner, Nouveau Beaujolais. And, of course, at Haskell's we have Nouveau. And here they have it, too. And that's Beaujolais, you know, in France. If you're from one area like Burgundy, you usually don't even acknowledge another area wine exists like Bordeaux or Beaujolais for that matter. But yet today, very sprightly, I noticed on a couple of wine shops that Nouveau Beaujolais, the big yellow sign, had arrived. So that's a very, very interesting and enjoyable, if you will, to be here at a time like this. Nouveau has come, so being in France is kind of fun. And, of course, it'll be good to get home for Thanksgiving. And I know at this time of year, a lot of people always ask me about that Thanksgiving base that I suggest every year. It's kind of simple. It's one-third white wine, one-third orange juice, and one-third melted butter. So take a half a cup of white wine, a half a cup of butter melted, and a half a cup of orange juice. Mix them together and baste that turkey with them four or five times till it's all gone during the roasting process. And it not only makes the turkey taste better, it gives a real interesting variation to the gravy you make afterwards. So that turkey basting has been a favorite of Haskell's customers for well over 50 years, and it still remains a favorite. Well, as far as wines go with the Thanksgiving feast, in my opinion, Vouvray Voltaire is one of the best, and Vouvray Lely is also right up there. But Vouvray is a Chenin Blanc, and it just seems to go with everything at Thanksgiving. It's soft enough that it doesn't fight with your sweet potatoes, but still will go very well with a highly seasoned stuffing for the bird. But anyway, and as I said a minute ago, another one that isn't bad to think about is Nouveau Beaujolais, and it's inexpensive. It's only $10 a bottle and isn't a bad red wine to have with Thanksgiving dinner. But in my opinion, that Chenin Blanc, Vouvray Voltaire, is one that you really should think about pairing with the turkey because it goes so very, very well. And any southern Burgundy, not only Nouveau Beaujolais, but something like a Savigny-les-Bains or a Santenay, are wonderful red wines that would go very, very well with your turkey and make that holiday meal a real holiday feast. But at any rate, I'm enjoying being here in Beaune. Tonight I'll go to the black tie dinner at Clos Vougeot and join about 500 to 600 other happy revelers who rejoice in Bacchus and enjoy the fine crops here of Burgundy. And then tomorrow I will go to the auction. And we tasted the wine yesterday morning that'll be auctioned off tomorrow night. And it's a short crop, so I'm afraid it's going to be kind of expensive. But it certainly is going to be a good crop. The tasting notes I have, the wines are very, very good. But anyhow, that's it for the report from Beaune, France.
And, Jack, are you going to be there to next Saturday's show as well, or will you be back home?
Oh, no. I'll be back home. We come home for Thanksgiving, so I'll be home Tuesday night.
And then maybe we can talk about the shepherd's pie then.
Yes, we'll talk about shepherd's pie. Our family, blue ribbon winning, way to use up Thanksgiving leftovers.
It really is great. I think I looked forward to that almost more than Thanksgiving itself. But I'm all set. My wife's family loves the Vouvray Voltaire. So I've got my Vouvray Voltaire from Haskell's all set to go. And Jack, you have a safe trip back, and fill us in when you get back.
Denny, I'm going to look forward to that. And folks, don't forget, Haskell's is called the wine people for a good reason. It's a great place. We know how to pair wine with whatever you're having. So stop in at a Haskell's. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars for your Thanksgiving feast on whatever your favorite wine is. Or take one of our suggestions. And meanwhile, I hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Excellent, Jack. Well, be safe. Have a safe trip back, and we'll talk the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
You know, Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Thank you so much. Jack Farrell, live from Beaune, France, and he'll be back here in CCO Land next Saturday morning. By the way, coming up next hour after CBS News and after our CCO Local News, get those lawn and garden questions ready. We'll have Julie Weisenhorn is going to be joining us and helping you out with any kind of a lawn or garden question next hour on our Smart Garden Show. So keep that in mind. In fact, we urge you to call or text early because we get so busy during this next hour being the Lawn and Garden Show. So check it out. In the meantime, speaking of lawns, and if you want to get the leaves out of there, today's the day. Less windy. Right now, 34 degrees. Stay tuned for CBS News here on CCO.